Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude this study of Philippians chapter 2, verses 17 through 24, titled, All Seek Their Own. This is part 2 of 2. But if you want to come in and gossip or spread heresy or cause trouble, there's times where we've had to ask people just not come back. Why? Because that's the biblical way of doing it. Read 1 and 2 Corinthians. That's how you handle it. But Paul's example was one of honesty and a desire for communicating facts, for prayer, for discipline, etc. So you just ask your motives, because sometimes what you're saying about people, I'm just going to tell you, so many times it looks like somebody just wants to be the one to spread the news. It's a tell-bearer. So, you ever known people like that? They really get a kick out of being the one to announce some bad news. And they'll try to look sad about it. But inside, they're getting a real kick out of it. You know some people like that? And hopefully that's not you. And that's not the way Paul was. Read verse 20 with me. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Boy, now that is... in Paul's day, there was a shortage of good pastors, even in the early church. And that's true today. I regularly, every couple of weeks, I get an email or even a phone call from somebody saying, I live in this state, in this city, around this area. Can you tell me of a good church? And I'll search. If I know anyone in the area, I'll contact them. And so many times I've had to say, I'm sorry, but I don't know of a good church in your area. Isn't that something? I'm talking about the United States of America. I'm not talking about China. Right here in America. Jesus warns about these hirelings. That's what he calls them. Look over in John 10. Turn your Bible to John 10. Let's see if I can make somebody mad this morning. John chapter 10, beginning of verse 10. I'll start reading verse 10. It says, the thief cometh, now this is Jesus talking, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And folks, he comes as a preacher many times, as a pastor. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's what a good preacher, he just wants to relay the message of Jesus, the Word of God. Verse 11, Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. See, that's the opposite of being about yourself. You see that? Verse 12, read that with me. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. You see, every once in a while, I'll get criticized for talking about other ministries or other religions or whatever, and I don't apologize for that. If a pastor doesn't warn the flock of the wolves, he's not a real pastor, he's a fake. Amen. I love you enough to tell you the truth. Amen. And we're not talking about minor doctrinal differences. We're talking about people who are preaching outright false gospels, heresy, causing division, or they're crooks. Verse 13, the hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. That describes too many preachers today. I didn't put it in here, but I thought about putting a picture of a rabbit. Because a rabbit is kind of a picture of what most preachers are today, sadly. They want to breed like rabbits. And if not, they just hop off to the next bunny. And that's how too many preachers are today. They want to come into the church building and become the pastor. And they just expect they're so wonderful that they, when they come in and start preaching, the pews are just going to start to fill up. We're going to have to have more money, build a bigger building, and to seat all the people who are coming to see Mr. Wonderful. And when that doesn't happen, The Lord has led me to another state. And they leave you and go off to the next church. That's a hireling. I know denominations, that's about all they've got. Church hopping rabbits. And they'll go till the honeymoon is over and they see they're not going to have, you know, big time. They're not going to be in the, you know, the papers and have their names in lights and everything. So they hit the road and start another one, go to another church. And then, of course, too many preachers don't warn the flock. They don't warn you about the false teachers. They don't warn you about the dangers. They don't love you. Now, I know some preachers that do love their flock, love their church family. They warn people, but boy, they're not very numerous. They are, oh, who's that? Now, of course, we know. I'm just going to give you an example. We got this in the mail from her. Looks handwritten. It's fake. Computer did that. Yeah. They're trying to take advantage of people not smart enough to know that that's not handwritten. It's deception. I hope you understand that. When somebody sends you something pretending to be handwritten, it's not. It's a act. They're trying to deceive you. And they know there's some people out there naive enough to buy it. Oh, Joyce must have sat down and handwrote that to me. And they send you a little card. In the card, they make it look like there's another, in addition to the type, there's a handwritten note. It's computer. Yeah. It's not handwritten. For suckers. And they know they're out there. Satan uses deception, people. Yeah, they try to make it look real by not, you know, it's not perfect and everything. It's all computer. And guess what she wants? No, she wants to help you. She says here, I want to do whatever. No, she wants your money. It's all that's in the little note is all about money. And she even gives you this so that you can send her money. Yeah, she actually does have a stamp in there. When that gets back to her, they open it and look for a check, and if there's not a check in there, they throw it in the trash. Yeah. Amen. I've had a couple of people get mad at me through the years for pointing this stuff out about her or any number of the big time famous preachers and everything. And I'm sorry, but I love you enough to warn you. If you fall for that stuff, you're a sucker. You're wasting your money. You're not going to be rewarded for that at the judgment seat of Christ. You might as well just rip it up and flush it down the toilet. Because that's what you're paying for. That's her private jet. And the little princess can't even hold her own umbrella. She's paying a man to hold an umbrella. She's got a free hand there. You see that? That wasn't photoshopped in like your hand on the picture with the thumb. Just think about that. That the money that people are sending to Joyce Meyer Ministries that could be used for Bibles and gospel tracts, to build orphanages, to actually care for people, is being used so that little fake princess can live like royalty. It just makes me sick. Because I don't see the person, Joyce Meyer. What I see is a devil. I see somebody who is abusive. Something that's disgusting. Just a little trivia. Things that Joyce Myers has never said. 1 Timothy 2:11, let the women learn in silence with all subjection. That's in the Bible. She's never preached that. Amen? I know that a bug of feminism Might have infected some of you. That doesn't mean, we're not talking like Islam where you have to shut up or we're going to slap you. That's not what it's saying. It's saying that women have wonderful things to do in life, but being pastor isn't one of them.
Amen.
And to teach the Bible with authority over men is not one of them. You have plenty of other things to do. You're busy enough. That's a hireling. That's just one example. We spent a lot of time on that, but that was what came in the mail yesterday, so I thought I'd use it as our example. Bad timing, Joyce. Bad timing. So what's the difference between now and then when Paul said that he just had a shortage, he said. That he if you go back here to our text in Philippians. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. The difference is, now it's worse. That's the only difference. It's just getting worse and worse and worse and will until the rapture. So verse 21, read that with me. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. That's it. And that's in the churches, even the good churches. Even the Bible-believing churches. There's just this all-about-me attitude. All seek their own. It's natural to be all about your flesh. So if you're all about you and you come in the church building just thinking about you, you know, it's natural. You're doing what's natural. But the calling of the Christian is to not do what's natural. Not to be of the flesh. To not be all about me. That is exceptional. Oh, preachers, you know, I've talked to them and we know there's very few. I'm going to close my eyes and say this so I don't offend anybody. There's very few in every church who exhibit this exceptional attitude. I'll look at the wall. All the preachers I know, we don't name names, we don't gossip. But we talk. And you're like, boy, you know, we just can't get people to do anything. It's a rare bird. Someone walking into BBF with a desire to be taught and grow so that they can serve God and others selflessly. Rare bird. And again, not naming names, but over the years, we've had them come and go. And I don't announce this, I don't say anything, but I've been able to pick them out. And Jenny, this isn't directed towards you, our visitor. I'm talking about people, though, who have come over a period of a few weeks, and I think, not going to last. I tell Jenny, this Jenny, the married to Pastor Jenny. Yeah. I tell this Jenny, pray for them, pray for him, pray for her, not going to last. She said, oh, why? I said, it's about them. It's about them. And I'll just never be the kind of pastor that it's going to make a person like that happy. Because it'll never be about you. I mean, folks, if you read the church growth books, I'm the opposite of what you're taught. Okay? The church growth is felt needs. Find out what people want. Meet their needs. My response to that is blow it out your ear.
Amen.
It's not about you.
Amen.
If you're a spoiled brat, you want to come in here and be babied, ain't going to happen.
Amen.
Little as much when God is in it. Well, that's different. So verse 22, he says, but ye know the proof of him that, it's talking about Timothy, as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. See all that? It's all about the word serve.
Amen.
Serve. That's the key word. Timothy was one of the rare birds I just talked about.
Yeah.
Timothy was like, Paul, what can I do? Paul, what can be done?
Yeah.
Where am I needed? He didn't get harassed about not doing something Timothy wanted him to do for him. Or what can we do? I want to do this. We need that. You know, that just wasn't what he heard from Timothy. And so verse 23 and 24, read that with me. Him therefore I hope to send presently. Come on, read it with me. I know I've hurt some of your feelings. Get over it. Come on. Come on. Verse 23, read it with me. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. So it's all about they want to be there for the Philippian church. They want to be there for them. And as soon as they can, they will. Notice, Paul didn't neglect himself completely. Your first and foremost is your relationship with the Lord. Because if that's broken, everything else will fall apart. But if you've taken care of business with the Lord and you know you've taken care of things He's wanted you to do, and then there's this other opportunity, go. Do it. Amen.
Amen.
So Paul dealt with uncertainty, you'll note, in his own life by trusting the Lord. Look what he says there. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. With all the questions. Paul had questions about what was going to happen in his life. He didn't know everything. He wasn't infallible. The only time Paul was infallible is when he wrote the words in this book. Otherwise, Paul was a fallible human being. He still had to pray and do what? Trust the Lord. A lot of times that's all we're going to be able to do, folks. Do right and trust the Lord. And Paul's life motto could be summed up in these words we read, seek not your own. You see, I always tell everybody, we should mimic Paul. You'll hear people say, well, we should, as Christians, we should mimic Jesus. And I say, the Bible said, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Why? Because Jesus was God. Okay? You're not going to be Jesus. But you know what? When it comes to Paul, short of the sign gifts he had for a little while, where he could just walk up to anybody and heal them at any time, but that ended before his life was over. We're going to see it right here in Philippians. There was a time where Paul couldn't heal people. But everything else in Paul's life, you and I can mimic. And that's why the Bible says that Paul called on people to follow me as I follow Christ. We can mimic Paul. And his life motto was summed up in the words, seek not your own. The point that you stop being all about you, and you love and serve the Lord by loving and serving others, you've become like Paul. And you become like Jesus. That's how it works. Paul wrote this, we'll close with this. Romans 12:1. And I want you to mark this in your Bible if you don't already have it marked. It should be a memory verse. Romans 12:1. Some of you are wanna people. Amen? That's where I first learned it. When they used the King James. Romans 12:1. Read that with me. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Amen.
Present your bodies as a living sacrifice. That means it's no longer about you. It's all about you loving and serving God and loving and serving others.
Amen.
If you won't do that, I'm not saying this is a insult, I'm saying this as a matter of truth. If you won't do that, you're a loser.
Amen.
No, don't misunderstand me. You are losing. You are a loser in the sense, not in the insult sense, but in the very true sense. You have lost everything.
Amen.
You can only win in this life, you can only gain in this life when you love God and serve Him by loving others and serving them.
Amen.
All others lose. Big time. The reason why we can serve and love God and serve God by loving others and serving others so selflessly is because if we're mature Christians, we understand the best is yet to come. This life and all that it offers you, even at its best, is vanity. But when you're with the Lord, that's why we're singing this song. What a day that will be.
Amen.
There's coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. Amen.
look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land, what a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness nor pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he saved me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time in your word. And we thank you for all those who are here to hear this, but all those who listen online and those who will hear it in the days to come. We just want to be an encouragement for believers to act like believers, to behave like believers, to live like believers in a way that would be pleasing in your sight. The day is just the darkness is coming. With each passing day, we know the rapture has to be so soon.
Amen.
So we need to redeem the time, for the day is evil.
Yeah.
And Lord, we just pray for everyone this week to have this mind, the mind of Christ, to look around for opportunities to minister, and especially for opportunities to tell people what Jesus has done on the cross and his defeat and victory over death as he rose from the grave. And we just ask you for all those opportunities because we want people to know Jesus and be saved.
Amen.
All these things we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy birthday, Gloria. She was named after the song we just sang. Gloria Day. What a day, Gloria Day, that'll be. We're going to sing happy birthday to you, so don't get scared and cry. All right. Johnny's going to play the accordion because you like accordion. She got an accordion for her birthday. Johnny's her hero.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gloria. Happy birthday to you.
We'll withhold the second verse until she gets mature enough to actually be saved.
Jesus loves the little children.